Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
The last time I visited a good friend of mine, we were sitting on her sun porch, belatedly celebrating our combined birthdays with an excellent lunch, while watching the various animals on her farm. She finds homes for primarily unwanted donkeys, but also an occasional mule. And as we sat eating our lunch, we watched one of the two animals that were quarantined in a special barn and paddock. One of these animals was displaying what initially appeared to be aborted attempts to try to make a flying leap over the paddock fence, which would not have been good. However, she had been doing this for 2 weeks since she had arrived, and it seemed unlikely that she had any desire to really do it. The obvious question then was, why was she doing it? As we continued watching her, and also I learned more about her relationship with her paddock mate, it seemed likely that this was a conflict response. She didn't want to be confined, but she didn't want to be out either. And so she would make these half-hearted attempts when she was stressed that implied she was going to make a run for it, but then she would abort them. And she could be easily distracted. After we finished our lunch, we went down to see her. As we were standing there talking about her, my friend told me that when she first arrived, she had this, as we say in the veterinary profession, copious mucopurulent discharge from both nostrils. Or in the more common term, she was pouring out snot by the bucketfuls. She didn't have to point this out to the veterinarian during the routine new admissions physical exam because it was so obvious. The veterinarian told her that it was nothing to worry about and that it would resolve on its own over time. My friend and I discussed this. We're both aware of the danger that the misuse of antibiotics poses, not only for the individual animal, but also for the entire ecosystem. Antibiotics have a nasty way of showing up in the soil and in the water supply, where they affect wild animals as well as domestic animals. Not only do humans get antibiotic-resistant bacteria and drug-resistant organisms from other species, we're also returning the favor. So there are cases of various strains of resistant Staph aureus that have been transferred from people to dogs and people to horses. But even though we both know this, my friend was telling me how difficult it was to look at that foul-smelling snot and not automatically give antibiotics, because that's what we used to do. You know, we used to justify it saying, just cover them, just in case. And we did it for everything. Now, over-medication is listed as one of the top medical and environmental problems worldwide. Not only is the CDC concerned about this, so is the World Health Organization. The interesting thing about this conversation with my friend was that it took place in front of an animal whose nostrils looked almost normal. As the veterinarian had said, don't worry about it, it will take care of itself. And it did. And that also reminded me how important trust is. With the rise of the medical industry, trust in our animals to heal themselves, trust in ourselves to supply an emotional and a physical support system to enhance their immune response went out the window. We put all our faith in drugs. Now we no longer have that option. The cost is too high. But when I think about it, and when I think about the human-animal bond and the physiology of trust and love versus the physiology of fear, It was a hard lesson for us to learn, but I'm glad we're finally starting to learn it.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.